This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Seat One Podcast. This is Ben, aka Boston Nuga. It's been a minute, y'all. I went to the Scenic City Invitational at the beginning of this month. I've had COVID. It's been quite the ride over the last, the month of August, really. And let me tell you guys, first of all, the Scenic City Invitational, let's start with the good. It was a grand old time. We had karaoke, we had a prom, we had a hot dog eating contest, which I very gracefully lost to our friend Sean, who, it was just disgusting, frankly. It was absolutely disgusting how he put down those hot dogs. There was some inner mouth vomiting at one point. So I will gladly give him the trophy because it means that I didn't throw up in my mouth. I did eat six hot dogs. I put them down. I did not put them down in the 2.3 seconds that Sean put them down. But the man is certainly a champion. Big ups to Sean Thompson. You now have a trophy shaped like a penis. The Scenic City Invitational, if you have not seen it on IWTV, go out of your way to see it. The future show and the second night especially were tremendous wrestling. Just a fine piece of work. AC Mack ended up winning the tournament and put on a hell of a show. Daniel Maccabi, as always, just probably my favorite wrestler in the world. And it was just a great time. One thing that did happen later on in the month, though, was I caught COVID-19, and that's why I didn't have a show 2 weeks ago. COVID sucks. I was very lucky in a couple ways. First of all, I'm vaccinated. And if you are not vaccinated, I would highly consider it, especially because you put worse things into your body if you've ever eaten a hot dog. My theory was that I spent 4 years in college and I put much, much worse things in my body during 4 years in college in the state of Florida than whatever the fuck could be in a vaccine to protect me from COVID. Dear Lord, I used to keep a bottle of 151 on my dresser just to see if anyone would ever dare to drink it, and I would join them. So I can't say a damn thing about vaccinations because I'm a man who kept a bottle of 151 on his dresser for guests. So I was very lucky that I was vaccinated in March. And because of that, my COVID symptoms were minimal. I did feel kind of run down for probably a day and a half, 2 days. I had a little bit of a cough, but it could have been so, so much worse. And if you look at some of the hospitalization rates across the country, I'm just in the great state of Tennessee, and they are really bad, and it's very scary, and people are dying again. And my suggestion to you would be, A, if you can get vaccinated. It really mitigates the symptoms of it if you catch it and makes things non-hospitalization worthy in a lot of cases. And two, wear a mask. I wore a mask most of the time, but I didn't wear a mask all the time, and it came back and bit me in the ass. So I need to be more vigilant in wearing a mask, and I have been since then. But I got cocky is what ended up happening. I figured I'm vaccinated, I don't need to wear a mask to everywhere. And that one time that I didn't, I ended up getting caught with it. So wear a mask. We're going to end up probably back in the same place that we were in a year ago, which is shitty and terrifying. But it is what it is with this Delta variant. I'm in a situation where I normally would work in an office, and I've been at my job for 6 months, and I have not been in that office, and we probably will not be for another 6 months just because of how these things are. So it's we're kind of back to square one, except that a lot of people are vaccinated. It's a whole thing. So I would just say wear a mask, get vaccinated, be safe, be smart around your people, stay sanitized. Just think of your fellow human, really, is all I can really say in that. Um, So I've gone to some independent wrestling shows before and since, obviously wearing a mask. Been to TWE, I've been to Action Wrestling, obviously the Scenic City Invitational. There was 4 shows in 3 days, and that was a lot. Independent wrestling is a thing that will, I think, persevere through whatever. And, you know, it'll take some bumps in the roads due to this COVID thing, but I think that independent wrestling will survive whatever we can throw at it. And there's some great talent out there. Robert Martyr ended up winning the Futures Tournament. There were some great showings by Eric Royal and Tank wrestled the death match. And I'm real proud of our former guest on here, Ron Bass Jr. He did a great job. We had some great talent on those shows. And the Scott and Matt, Scott Hensley and Matt Griffin should be very, very proud of what they were able to put together, especially in some trying times. So it was a good time. Independent wrestling is a good time. If you can be safe about it, go to your local shows. I preach this to the high heavens, but honestly and truly, it's the best bang for your buck. A little bit about Place to Be Nation. Check out the Place to Be Nation store, tpublic.com. Type PTBW in the search. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on any of your podcast feeds. We have a quad of pods. The PTB Pop Experience is all about pop culture, TV, movies, comics, trivia, and more. Jennifer Smith is in the Jenny position. She is a sweetheart. Unique takes on pop culture and life. Shows ranging from movies, books, Marvel, and more. JT Rosero, Aaron George, and Chad Campbell have shows on wrestling, comics, and more with the North-South Connection feed. Talk about the history of WWE, TNA, ECW. They do a great job there. And then Glenn and Scott Butler are on the Non-Toxic Fanboys podcast, where they try to enjoy the things they love. Music, film, and more there. Non-ToxicFanboys.com is their website. Go to our Place to Be Nation discussion group on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look up Place to Be, and request an invite. Our stretch project right now is the greatest NWA WCW wrestler of all time, and his name is Alex Wright. Go to PlaceToBeNation.com each and every day. We have new voices and fresh takes on articles in the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture. SmackDown on Fox Report, Paulie's Perspective, Matt's Disney Live Action Journey. And finally, if you're doing shopping on Amazon, click on the banner on the right side of the page on PlaceToBeNation or use PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon. Takes you right to Amazon with no cost to you. Very excited about this interview. As a dear friend, a wonderful person, and someone who you don't hear his voice terribly often on podcasts and all that sort of stuff. His name is Tyler Edwards. He is one of the masterminds now behind Black Label Pro and one of the hardest working people in independent wrestling. He's just one of those you ask it, he'll do it types. He's just a great guy. I think you guys will get the flavor of that when I interview Tyler here. So give it a second and we'll get on with the show. I am here with one of the most wonderful people that I know, jack of all trades, a genuinely nice guy, and the co-booker now of Black Label Pro, man done come up, Tyler Edwards. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Ben. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, and I also appreciate the wonderful intro.
Truth, man. We've been friends probably about 4 years now, and You are the hardest working man in the Midwest as it comes to putting shows together. You are a jack of all trades and a master of all. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you. It's been a pleasure seeing all the stuff you've done. And now it's a pleasure seeing your hard work kind of pay off because you're now co-booking Black Label Pro and maybe one of their biggest shows, if not their biggest set of shows in history. And you've done that with gumption and hard work and just sheer determination and availability to be open to anything. And that's a wonderful lesson to learn. How did you get involved with wrestling?
So also I appreciate all the kind words, especially coming from someone like you, because, you know, you yourself, you definitely put in plenty of work at these shows. You don't just show up as a fan. You've done plenty for us even, so.
Well, I take direction from Tyler Edwards at Black Label Pro, and that's really where you learn. So.
Mikey's going to love this interview.
go to, right?
If he doesn't already turn it off by now, I'm sure he'll love listening through this.
Oh yeah, it'll be great. Mikey being the owner and booker of Black Label Pro as well, Mikey Blanton, who sent frankly his best in command for this interview, because mm-hmm. you guys have heard him on this show enough. He's a dear friend and he's helping to run this as well. Yeah. But you and Mikey kind of, your relationship with Mikey kind of started you in wrestling a little bit.
Yes.
Talk about how you got started and how this ball started rolling.
Absolutely, yeah. Honestly, I definitely have to give Mikey credit. If it wasn't for him, I definitely wouldn't be as involved with wrestling as I am currently. And definitely don't think I would have gotten a lot of the like opportunities that I have that have come along the way. So yeah, basically, like, I really got involved with wrestling, I'd say back in, like, what would it have been, 2018? Because, like, at the start of 2018, I finally started attending, like, a bunch of indie shows in the area and stuff. Cause,
it's a sickness, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like,
we're sick people.
Yes. Once I started going, I was hooked right away. And I went from, like, oh, you know, I'll check out a show, see how it is, you know, give it a try, kind of dip my toe in the water, to just snowball effect right in it. Like, every weekend, I'm like, is there a show? Is there multiple shows? Which ones can I hit up? Yeah, so I started going, I think probably the first ones I went to were around, like, April of 2018, because I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease my senior year of high school, so this would have been back in, like, 2012. It's pretty bad, managed it for a few years, never really got like fully healthy.
I heard it's the shits.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Literally and figuratively. So, like even had to take some time off from college and stuff. Wasn't really even able to do classes and all that. Finally in April of 2017, I ended up having to have surgery. Needed a resection, had about like 6 to 8 feet of my intestines removed.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it was pretty rough, but luckily that surgery is what did the trick for me. After recovering from that and everything, pretty much went into remission. And since then, I've only had one hospital stay for a flare-up, which was definitely a great thing, because, like, especially 2015, 2016, I was basically just, like, living in the hospital with flare-ups. So after recovering from surgery and everything, I finally felt well enough, and, like, that whole entire time, like, 2013 through 2017, I was always really active on Twitter and kept up with wrestling and, you know, would live tweet shows and everything and check stuff out. And honestly, Twitter was a big reason I really got into indie wrestling, because, like, just from seeing friends talk about, like, indie shows and stuff and sharing clips and stuff and everything, it definitely caught my attention. And, like, another good thing, there's obviously a lot of, like, cons with social media, but, like, one great thing is, like, a lot of the guys that you see on these indie shows and stuff, they're easily accessible, and they're very good about, like, communicating with fans, talking with them and stuff, and that was definitely something else that, like, helped draw me into all that.
Oh, that's what I love about independent wrestling, too, is the, mm-hmm. you know, you actually get to meet your heroes.
Yes.
And chat with them and, you know, spend a few minutes with them and mm-hmm. really get to know who they are as people, as opposed to the, you know, inaccessibility of the big times, basically. You know, I've made,
oh, yeah.
and you're the same way. We've made countless friends who you just, it kind of started as a Twitter conversation, and now they're people you lay down in traffic for.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's probably been, like, the best thing about social media for me, is all the friendships and stuff that I had started just through Twitter and going to shows, and then, like, especially, like, this upcoming weekend. Like, there's so many people I know through Twitter that are going to be out here this weekend that I either haven't seen in a long time, or I'll be getting the chance to meet for the first time. And, like, just, like, the fact that Twitter is able to do that is so cool. And, like, also, it's a good thing, too, because I know, like, me, myself, I'm always kind of, like, shy and timid at first, not really the most outgoing, but even when it's meeting these people that I've talked to for years on Twitter, it makes it so much easier, because it feels like it's like I'm familiar with them already, so it's easy to start a conversation with them right away, and it's like, you know, catching up and everything. So yeah, it's really good. But yeah, so started going to
started
shows.
Started getting involved, yeah.
Yeah, so started going to shows. I think, I want to say Black Label Pro was the first indie show I attended. Because, like, I was familiar with a lot of the indies in Chicago, like Freelance, AAW, and all that. But then I think somebody that I was friends with shared, like, one of their shows that they were announcing that was coming up soon. And me being in Northwest Indiana, I was like, oh my gosh, Crown Point. I'm like, I'm only 15 minutes from there. I'm like, that sounds like so much better than having to drive all the way out to Chicago for a show. So, went to, I believe it would have been, I think their first Lamilton show.
Which, oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it's always funny because after, like, I got to know Mikey, and then even, like, some of the people that were on the show, like, you know, Filthy Tom, Jordan, Dickinson and stuff, like, it was the one show they weren't able to use their regular building, and it was at a different gym and everything, and they said, like, getting the ring up there and everything was a total nightmare and stuff, so, like, Mikey always jokes, he's, like, one of the most, like, stressful shows we had, like, you actually enjoyed it and wanted to come back. So, yeah, so I started going to shows, got hooked right away, and then, like I said, like, I was trying to hit up any and every show I could. Like, that summer especially, I was going pretty much, like, every weekend I was trying to hit up shows. So, definitely, like, from being at the show so often, like, people started to recognize me, and then talking with them at the shows and stuff. And what got me involved with BLP was, I know, it would have been, what, January of 2018, or no, 2019. Yeah, January of 2019. I was originally going to go down to Phoenix for the Rumble. I think that's where it was that year. And, like, had tickets for everything. Was going to go to all the shows that weekend. Was going to go to Access and everything. And then, like, the week before, my dad ended up getting into an accident at work. And had a pretty bad leg injury and stuff. So I knew right away, I was like, well, I definitely need to cancel that. Like, there's no way I'll be able to make it. So ended up, like, selling my tickets and everything. And then I know from it being, like, because a lot of people shared it, because I had posted on Twitter that I need to get rid of my tickets. I know Mikey saw it. And then he had invited me over to hang out and watch the Rumble at his place. With him and some of the other guys that were, like, on the crew and stuff for BLP and everything. So went over there, watched the Rumble with him and everything. And, like, I had talked to him, like, pretty much at all the shows every time and everything. But, you know, obviously with him having to run the show and everything, he didn't really have too much time to talk and all that.
Oh, he's a very busy guy at shows.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, went over there, watched the show, hung out, had, like, really good conversation that whole, like, 3-4 hours. And I know, I think it was, like, right after that, he had asked me if I wanted to stay at the Airbnb they all had booked for Mania Week in New York in April. So I definitely jumped on that.
Which was a wonderful, wonderful weekend, by the way.
Yes, yeah, that weekend was so great. It was my first Mania Week, too. Yeah, definitely a lot of fun. So, when we went, that was when he asked me, like, hey, like, he could tell, like, I was definitely serious about wanting to, like, help out and do stuff. So he asked me that weekend if, like, I wanted to help, you know, with whatever at the show, and I definitely jumped at the opportunity. And, yeah, after that, like, that basically was the start, and then I just hit the ground running with it and started slowly doing more and more up until now, to where, like, yeah, I'm pretty much helping, like, book the stuff and everything.
Well, that's a testament to the volunteer spirit, and that's a testament to willingness to be just open for anything, because, I mean, that's the one. When I go to Black Label Pro shows, and the one thing that I really recognize about you is that there's no job that you won't do, and there's nothing that you, and you'll never complain, and you'll never bitch and moan. You'll just say, hey, what can I do? Let me do this. Let me help out with this. And that's, if people are listening to this and want to get involved in independent wrestling, what I learned with some of my experiences and what you're, you know, telling me here too, is that, like, it just, mm-hmm. it takes a willingness and it takes a spirit of volunteerism, and it just takes, you know, just being open to things, because there's a good chance that your local wrestling promotion can use an extra hand, and there's a good chance that your local wrestling promotion can use your help, specifically someone listening to this, because you probably have a skill and talent or just a drive that can help them out. And Tyler, you're the shining example of that, because you know, you're, you know, doing everything from making airport runs to helping the show run on time, to help, you know, bring stuff in, to, you know, you're there with the ring crew and you're there helping to fold up chairs at the end. And that's what makes the trains run on time, basically, for independent wrestling, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, going off what you said, like, I definitely think the saying, it takes a village, definitely applies to indie wrestling. Like, one of the first things I realized when I started attending the shows and, like, talking with people is, like, there's so many moving parts to the show, whether it's, you know, the stuff you see or the stuff behind the scenes, whether it's before or after the show that you don't realize. Like, there's so much that goes into it that, you know, every little bit helps. And that's why, like, you know, especially after getting to know everyone, like, that's why I started offering just, you know, hey, anything I could do to help and, you know, make things less stressful and one less thing that, you know, you'd have to worry about, more than happy to help. And, you know, that's why I always say, like, especially after the shows and everything, whether it's like the freelance students, any other wrestlers that are there that are helping out and stuff, any fans that help out, like, it genuinely means so much. Because whether it is, you know, like you said, with the ring crew, if it's helping set up, tear down, whether it's the chairs, if it's helping, you know, set up, like, merch and stuff, if it's selling the stuff at the shows, like, every little bit helps, and it definitely means a lot.
Well, you're the example of that, and it's really cool to see you come up. Now, Black Label Pro isn't the only promotion you help out at now as well. The Chicago scene has always, especially, I mean, definitely the last 4 or 5 years especially, but really historically, has just been a mecca of wrestling. And you've kind of become a go-to guy in a lot of those promotions.
Yeah. So after I started helping out with BLP, I did start helping out with freelance too, because basically the same thing. Like, I got to know Matt Nix, who was running it and everything at the time, and like a lot of the guys on the shows, and, you know, I basically told him the same thing, hey, anything I could do to help, more than happy to. So like with freelance, I know, like, I've done airport runs a few times for them, even I've done like the tickets at the door, you know, other stuff. Yeah, basically pretty much same thing like with BLP I've done for freelance. And then Warrior, even, like, I was going to the shows and I told Steve and Eric, you know, hey, anything I could do to help out, you know, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be more than happy to help you guys. And I know, I think the first time I helped them was, gosh, I think it would have been All Out, the first one in 2019.
Started 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so started doing airport runs that weekend, and then, yeah, went well. And then pretty much every show since, I've done airport runs for them. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I'm thankful to be able to help out, because, like, the way I look at it is, like, especially since I'm as involved as I am with Black Label Pro, like, I don't view other companies as, like, competition or anything. I just want to see every company do well, because, like, the way I look at it is, you know, somebody might see, let's just throw out a name, like Lee Moriarty. He might wrestle at Warrior. Someone might become a fan of his, be like, oh, I need to see where he's working. Then he's working at Black Label Pro. They watch our show. They see somebody else they're a fan of. Or even when it's like, like, I'm really looking forward to Minoru Suzuki's tour of the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he has such a big following, and he's, like, such a name that him hitting up all these indie companies, it's going to get more eyeballs on all those companies, and it's just extra chances for the other guys on the show. You know, somebody might not be familiar with somebody else on that show, see their match, and be like, whoa, this guy's awesome. and then become a fan of theirs, and then they start following them. So, yeah, that's why it's definitely
a cool slippery slope, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, yeah, like, especially, too, I'm a big fan of doing the airport runs, because I know even when Mikey asked me at first, he's like, yeah, a lot of people don't like making the drives, and I definitely get that, because, like, even for us, since, you know, we're in Crown Point and we fly people into Chicago, it's about, like, I'd say give or take, like, an hour, hour 15 minutes, depending on traffic, to get to the airport. So, you know, tack that on driving there and driving back. But one thing I don't think a lot of people realize with, like, doing the airport runs and stuff is, like, if you're picking them up, you get to have, like, that full hour plus just to have, like, a genuine conversation with them, really get to know them and everything.
That's true.
That's something that I've always enjoyed because, you know, they're not in show mode. They're relaxed. You know, they're just enjoying the ride. And that's when you can really have some good conversations. And I've been very fortunate, like, for all the airport runs I've done, I've never had a bad experience. Like, everyone I've picked up has always been super great. So, yeah, it's definitely, I know it's one of the jobs a lot of people probably would, like, dread at first, but, yeah, I definitely think it's something that's, you know, very rewarding.
And that's the thing that I came to this conclusion a couple weeks ago that, you know, independent wrestling has given me so much more than I've put into it.
Yes.
You know, as far as relationships and experiences and
just,
you know, enjoyable times, you know, I mean, you're exhausted at the end of a show day. You're a next level of exhausted at the end of a show. Let me tell you, you reach levels of exhaustion that you didn't think you could humanly reach, but you had the best possible time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, especially at a show you helped contribute to, you know, you're just this sense of pride. I mean, you must have it a lot as well, just to know that you were a small piece of this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like you said, for as tired as I am after the shows, and definitely, like, the next day or two, I just want to do absolutely nothing. Like, nothing is better than, like, going online after the show and, or even anyone just at the show, like, saying how great of a time they had and, like, you know, whatever matches they enjoyed or if they enjoyed all the matches and everything. Like, nothing's better than hearing that. And especially, like, even besides the fans, like, when we've had people that we've booked and stuff say, you know, like, how much they appreciate how well things are run and, you know, they enjoyed their time at the show. Like, nothing can top that at all. Like, there's no better feeling than hearing that.
So let's fast forward to the experience you're about to have, and that is this coming weekend. You got a big weekend planned, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a big weekend coming up. Lots of big shows, lots of big matchups. Going to be a great time.
So there's 5 shows over what basically 2 nights and then 1 morning? Is that how that they're doing that?
Yeah, correct. So we, it's GCW, us, BLP, and Freelance. The whole weekend is, I believe, called the Second City Summit. We'll be doing 2 shows Friday night, 2 shows Saturday. One will be in the afternoon, the other one will be in the evening, and then 1 show Sunday morning.
I'll bring you a monster. I will. So let's kind of run down the schedule, specifically what you're doing. You're helping out at the 3 Cup Stuff show that it's Friday night, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So basically,
that's a co-production with BLP and GCW, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'll be a joint show. We did one a couple years ago, 2 Cup Stuffed. That one did super well, very great turnout. The show itself was incredible from start to finish. So, yeah, Bretton hit us up, wanted to work together again, and obviously we were all for it because, you know, the first one went so well that, yeah, we were definitely happy to do it again.
And this happens to be a weekend a lot of people are going to be in Chicago.
Oh, yes, yes, there will be quite a few people in town. This company, All Elite Wrestling, I believe, I think they're doing some shows, I think, like, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. I think, yeah. So yeah, there'll be an influx of wrestling fans more so than usual. Even though I gotta say, like you mentioned earlier, there's so many wrestling fans in Chicago because you know any company that comes here or any company that's based in Chicago always has a great turnout for shows. The fans always show up.
Yeah, it's honestly it might be the best wrestling city in the country right now, yes. Or the best wrestling area. You know, kind of you know I consider, you know, what you guys are doing in Indiana, sort of, you know, the greater Chicago area, you know, with Freelance and Warrior and all that, you know, that's, you guys are all within an hour of each other, basically. And,
right, yeah.
It's just the hottest place. And now that some guy named Chick Magnet Punk came back, and it's going to be wrestling his first match in Chicago, I think there's a little bit of a demand here.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited about that. Like, the fan in me is super excited to see that happen Sunday. But yeah, like I mean, wrestling in general, like the fans, you know, the talent, like we are spoiled with how many great companies there are and how often the bigger companies come to Chicago. That like, yeah, it's definitely like I'm very fortunate to live in the area and be so close to so much good stuff.
So let's talk about that first show. Three Cup Stuff, co-production with GCW and Black Label Pro. There's some fun matches on here.
Oh, yes.
But Nick Gage and SGC versus the Powers of Pain in Warhausen.
Yes,
that makes me so happy. I didn't even put into words how happy I am. Because I saw the Powers of Pain at a Black Label Show Pro, Black Label Pro show. Got to be, what, 2-3 years ago or you know, a little more than that. And I actually have a picture with Haku and the Barbarian strangling me.
That's awesome.
Go on my grave. And it's the fact that they're coming back and they're going against Nick Gage and SGC, and then they have Danhausen and Warhorse. That's gonna be yes. Bonkers. It's gonna be bonkers.
This is a very wild match. I also appreciated that everyone right away recognized that Mikey was in charge of putting this one together, because this is definitely a matchup that would come out of Mikey's brain. So, yeah.
If you're in the crowd and they tell you to get the fuck out of the way, get the fuck out of the way.
Please listen to them. Because this match with all of those guys, SGC, Gage, Powers of Pain, Warhorse, and Danhausen's a wild card. Who knows what that man might do. But, yes. Oh, man. It is going to be just pure chaos in the best way possible.
Is Too Cold Scorpio on this show?
Yes. He is wrestling, who's it?
Stallion Rogers?
Yes, Stallion Rogers.
Formerly Chris Stallion. That, yes. Again, if you've never seen Too Cold Scorpio live, you are in for a treat, because he is older, but he's still got it. And I don't think anyone in his, 30 plus year career has ever told them it's not a real thing, because he wallops the shit out of people.
Oh, yes. I mean, man, for as long as he's been wrestling, he can still go with the best of them, man. So, and especially, Stallion Rogers, man, that is going to be a hard-hitting match that is just going to go from 0 to 100 the second the bell rings.
Stallion Rogers, formerly Kurt Stallion, he defies science.
Yes.
With how hard that he hits coming from his body. Him and Gary J are the two hardest hitters in wrestling, and combined they weigh about 200 pounds. And I don't get how it works. Yes. I don't understand physics and science and biology and math, those are the two hardest hitters that I've, they hit with the power of 1,000 suns. And him against Stallion Rogers against Too Cold Scorpio, that's going to rule. That's going to rule.
Very excited about that one.
You have Alex Shelley and Filthy Tom Lawler. That's just fun, man. That's just super fun.
Like, this is going to be Shelley's first match back on the indies in a while. I know he took some time off. And, you know, he's putting our Black Label Pro Midwest title on the line against Filthy Tom. It is definitely a dream matchup, and one I'm very happy we're able to do. And, yeah, it's going to be just some really great wrestling. I can't wait for it.
Jake Atlas and Effie, there's a lucha match in there. And then one we chatted about before, some very, very young people And 71-year-old Mike Jackson is Jordan Oliver, Starboy Charlie, Billy Starks.
Yep.
A six-way basically there. And then a 71-year-old man who can still go. I saw him in Tullahoma, Tennessee, I want to say about a year and a half ago. And he was still walking the ropes, and it rules.
Oh, yeah. Like, when Action Mike Jackson got announced, I was very excited. And especially since this is the next-gen scramble, I also, my favorite tidbit about the match is, so Mike Jackson is 71 years old, and the combined age of the other five competitors in the match is 92. We have a very close age gap between him and the other five combined.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be just fantastic.
Oh, yes.
And then Freelance is running that night, correct?
Yes, Freelance, I believe.
Shout out to our friends. Nick, we love you.
Love those guys. I believe the show name is No Place Like Home. And then that show will take place before Three Cup Stuff. I believe the start time is 7 o'clock. And, yeah, they have some really great matchups. I know some of the Freelance students are in some big-time matches. There is a few really good matchups I'm looking forward to. I know Isaias Velazquez is taking on Jordan Oliver. That match is going to be really good. And then I'm also looking forward to their main event, which is Frank the Clown and Robert Anthony are taking on the team of Nick Gage and Kylie Rae. That match is going to be absolutely bonkers. And I also love that, you know, everyone thinks Nick Gage is possibly going to murder Frank Clown during that match, which
wouldn't bet against it.
No, but I would like to point out, you know, everyone thinks it's going to be Gage, but, you know, Kylie isn't always so smiley, and she definitely has a mean streak in her. So
my favorite point in the Kylie match, and you know, she's, you know, you're very familiar with Kylie. She is your dear, close personal, longtime friend.
Yeah.
And you can vouch for what a wonderful person she is, probably more than anyone. But my favorite point in the Kylie match is when the switch flips.
Yes.
And she goes from like happy, smiley, whatever Kylie to like, okay, it's on.
Yep. She always jokes that she can never be a bad guy because she would dread the crowd booing her too much. But when that switch flips, like, man, just look out. Dude, get out of the way. If you're in the ring, good luck. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, man.
Godspeed. So then the next day, a show that you just got a little involvement in here, and that is Black Label Pro Ground Control to Filthy Tom. Let's run through this baby because this is going to be a real fun show.
Uh-huh.
Real fun show. My dear, close, personal, longtime friend, Big Beef.
Oh, yes. Just love Beef.
Love Beef. Who doesn't love Beef, frankly?
Exactly.
He's a shoot crazy person, but it's okay. but he's in the best way, but he's a shoot crazy person. Yes. Him against Anthony Green, which, like, who hacked that up in a lab, frankly? Like, I don't know how that's going to work, except that it's going to work.
So, we hit up Anthony Green because we had him work. He worked a few shows for us back in 2019 and loved having him. Such a great guy. If you talk with him for even just 5 minutes, you can see how much he loves wrestling. And he is one of the hardest workers. I am, you know, it's unfortunate that he was one of the people that was let go. But I am definitely looking forward to his run on the indies because I know he is going to go balls to the wall and show out and definitely prove how much of a mistake it was.
He's a creative guy, too.
Yes. Has such a creative mind. I'm definitely looking forward to this. So we had hit him up about working this show. And when we were trying to hammer out the card, we just asked him, is there anybody in particular you would want to work? his suggestion, he threw out Big Beef. So, we were more than happy to make that a reality. And especially since it's a match that both of them want, and I know both of them are going to go all out, pun intended, it's definitely going to be an eye-opener and one that could easily steal the show.
We've got Nick Wayne and Drago versus Trey Lamar and Jordan Oliver. Drago!
Yes.
That's the best.
So happy that we have Drago, man. I'm so looking forward to that match. That's another one, man, with all those guys in there. That is going to be just...
Don't blink.
Like, oh, yeah. It'd basically just be like dropping 4 pinballs in a pinball machine and just letting it go. It's going to be action-packed. Very, very happy about that one.
You got Billy Starks and Jody Threat. That's going to be really good, too.
Yes.
Billy's gotten so good.
Oh, yeah. Billy is on a roll. She just keeps getting better. She's been blowing up the last couple years. Very, very excited to see what in store for her next, but same thing with this match. We're trying to put the card together. We realized Jody and Billy have never had a one-on-one match.
So
we definitely were down to make that one happen because that was a match that both of them really wanted to have, so I know they're both looking forward to it.
Kevin Koo and Rohit Raju, that makes sense actually too. Like, I could see that, but I don't know who else would book that.
Yes, so I'm super happy because we're giving Koo his yearly singles match.
his singles run the last few months or so has been tremendous.
Oh, man, absolutely. I am such a huge fan because, like, I feel like that's something that people might have forgotten about because, like, him and Dom are so good as a tag team, but I think people might have forgotten how good each of them are just as standalone singles wrestlers. And that's why I've been really happy to see Kevin these last few months. Like, he has been on a tear and it's just rolling. So, yeah.
You have AJ Gray and Kevin Blackwood.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a kicker.
This match is going to be hard hitting. Blackwood has added fuel to the fire by, talking shit about Limp Bizkit, which I know hit home with AJ. I don't think AJ needs any extra motivation. Blackwood will definitely be feeling the effects from this match for a while, probably. But hey, at the same time, Blackwood can definitely he hits hard too. He's a great striker, so I think they're definitely both going to be feeling it after this match.
You have two tremendously smooth, make it look effortless, don't look like they're trying but doing amazing things out there wrestlers in Lee Moriarty and Laredo Kid.
Yes,
that's going to be a treat to watch.
Yes, I am very excited to just be able to sit and watch this match as a fan.
Those guys are seamless.
Yes, like you said, I mean, Laredo Kid and Lee are just two of the best, like, pure skill-wise workers, like, so smooth, so flawless. They just make everything look so, like, natural. And, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this, and, you know, that's why I always like to joke with Lee, since he always tries to claim that he's very scary, which he's definitely not. I like to tell him the only thing scary about him is how scary good he is. So.
Well, he's also very wholesome.
Yes, yes. I'd say Lee and Kylie are probably like the two most wholesome people in wrestling. Like, can't get any kinder than those two.
Episode of Mr. Rogers. Speaking of Kylie Rae, I'm real jazzed about this one. Kylie Rae and Killer Kelly. Killer Kelly is back in the United States. She has a chip on her shoulder. Kylie is one of the best wrestlers in the world, regardless of affiliation. Killer Kelly is up there among the best wrestlers in the world, affiliation. Like, some people don't go for women's wrestling. Watch this match. And this next level shit.
Absolutely. obviously, I know I'm being biased here, but this is obviously the match I'm looking forward to the most. It's definitely going to be such a great match. Third time's a charm with this one, because we tried setting it up two times previously, unfortunately fell through. So the fact that we were able to make it happen at this show, I know Kelly and Kylie were both very excited, because they had both been looking forward to this one for a while. And yeah, I mean, Kelly, I mean, easily one of the best wrestlers in the world, regardless, man, woman, same thing with Kylie, just one of the best wrestlers, period. So the fact that these two are going one-on-one, it's just going to be a great wrestling match. Not even
give them time. I'm asking you as a booker, give them time and let them breathe.
Don't worry. I'll make sure.
Now we went from a seamless, you know, basically like a beautiful dance in Lee Moriarty and Laredo Kid to a shit kicker of a ass beater. I said those words. In Jake Something and Stallion Rogers. I'm sorry. Can you describe it better than shit kicker of an ass beater?
Oh man, no. I think you described it as best as it could be described.
Yeah, they're going to beat the crap out of each other, and it's gonna be real cool.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be real, real cool.
Yes, these two. I mean, I know they're good friends, so I'm sure they're just gonna love laying into each other even more. And yeah, no punches will be pulled. They're not gonna be holding back. They're both going to be going balls to the wall in this one. And, yeah, I am very much looking forward to seeing it'll basically be, like, I feel like, a wrestling match equivalent of a car wreck that you just can't look away from, because it's just going to be brutal from the start.
Another type of car wreck is the eight-man tag. Warhorse,
oh, yes.
Dan the Dad, Effie, and a mystery partner. Have we revealed this mystery partner yet?
No, the mystery partner, I am not sure who Effie, Dan the Dad, and Warhorse have. They said they have someone in mind. They said we won't be disappointed with who it is. So,
Alex Wright. Monty Brown. Alex Wright.
Oh, man. If it could be Monty Brown, I wish, man. Talk about booking.
We ruled out Monty Brown. We've not ruled out Alex Wright. We've not ruled out Sid, but we ruled out Monty Brown. Okay, you know, keep him wanting. Keep him wanting. That's the thing.
Yes.
Against the four-man team of Danhausen.
Yes.
The four faces of Danhausen. Is this like when the four doinks, and it was actually like Men on a Mission and like clown makeup? Because like, you know, I'm just suggesting this to my booker friend. Hey, book Men on. Oh, actually, you can't book Men on a Mission. Ooh, that got dark. Do something like that.
Well, after speaking with Danhausen,
how'd that go?
Interesting. It's never a dull moment when you're talking with Danhausen. So he claims to have figured out how to clone himself. Obviously,
if anyone could do it, it would be Danhausen.
Yes. And I mean, he definitely has the money for it, because negotiating his fee for the show, obviously, large sacks of money are not cheap.
And Dave Bonner pays him well, too.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess instead of putting that money towards a blimp, he decided to clone himself, which, I mean, I get it, because, like, if you have four of yourself, that just means four times the bookings, so then he could probably start, like, sending his clones across the country.
Now, is this going to be, like, a multiplicity situation where, like, the clones would get progressively worse, or has he mastered, like, the betterment of cloning? That's really scientific.
That's something I'm worried about, too, because, like, if that's the case, then this match could, it could get ugly quick. But, and like, what if like the Danhausen's, instead of teeth, it's like some other body part or something? Like, who knows, man?
I mean, if you learn anything from Michael Keaton, you know, you really can't predict it.
Yep. So, so we'll definitely see how this goes. It'll definitely be an interesting match for sure.
It's a very Black Label match.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And I mean that in the best way, actually. Like, I'm not shitting on that. Like, it's...
I get what you're saying.
Like, I joke with Mikey, and you're obviously party to this as well. I joke with Mikey that he doesn't touch drugs, but he has acid trip booking.
That's definitely a great way to describe it.
I've called his booking an acid fever dream.
Yes.
And, like, that's, you know, that this match just like, yep, acid fever dream, let's go! Let's go!
That would definitely be the best way to describe his booking, but also, thankfully, that's why he has me, and then he also has, thank God for Jess, too, because, you know.
Oh, thank God for Jess.
Yeah. she is a saint, and she deserves so much credit because, man, like, you know, obviously, Mikey likes to say he's the boss of BLP, he's the one in charge.
Jess is the boss of BLP.
Yes. Like, as much as I like to joke that, like, oh, no, I run BLP. Like, we all know, it's Jess. She's the one. She's the boss. She's the one who runs things. Like, it goes through her. And, yeah, thank God she's there to keep tabs on Mikey and keep him in check, because otherwise, who knows how off the rails the book
is. Jess is Mikey's wife, by the way, and the sweetest person you've ever met.
Yes. Couldn't be any better. And, yes, especially with having to put up with Mikey.
Yeah, and the most tolerant person you've ever noticed.
Yes.
Emphasis on patience. Like,
yes.
The woman has patience.
Patience, tolerance, yeah. No one has more.
And then the namesake of the show, Filthy Tom Lawler goes against Daniel Garcia. Give this one lots of time, too, because these guys can go.
Oh, man, yeah. I am very happy about this match because... Ah, man, Garcia is somebody I have wanted at BLP since even before the pandemic. So the fact that we're finally able to have him, like, in this match with Filthy, I just know it's going to be an incredible match.
Garcia was just in Chattanooga for SCI, and he had three tremendous matches in, like, a two-day span, and has no right being as good as he is at his
age. Yes. It is, because I want to say, I think he's only, like, 22?
Yeah.
23? Yeah. It, like, Garcia and Lee, I just feel like they have been having an incredible year, and I know that's just going to continue into 2022, and, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to seeing what's next, but I am so happy we were able to have him a part of BLP.
And then we have, that's the Black Label show. we have more shows going on. We have a Game Changer Wrestling show. That's the Art of War Game. The Art of War Game show is Thursday night. Which show is Saturday night?
Art of War Games is the Saturday night show.
Saturday night show. Oh yep. Man, that's going to be wild. 440 versus what is it?
I believe it's Gage. I can't remember if it's all of SGC. So I think I want to say AJ. FE, Justice, all of them are in it. I know Alex Colon is in it.
It's going to get gross. It's going to get real gross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I can only imagine how wild that one's going to get.
If you like Deathmatch Wrestling, that's the show right there.
Yes. And
that's
then
the match.
Also, speaking of Deathmatch Wrestling, the king of Deathmatch Wrestling, Matt Cardona, is defending the GCW title.
Kingdom Deathmatch. I can't even put those words into my mouth. I'm glad you said that, because I can't form that sentence. You know, I just well, you know what? Like, to be fair, like, he's leaned into it, man.
Oh man, yes. I am personally really loving the stuff he's been doing with it, because, I mean, it is definitely working. And man, hey, people are talking about GCW like crazy. So it's definitely working, man.
And then Sunday morning is Effie's Big Gay Brunch Chicago edition.
Yes.
And that's going to be super fun, too.
Oh, yeah. It is going to be very, very gay.
Cool.
Effie is sending me some stuff to bring to the show. Not exactly sure what. I was kind of scared to ask, too. he, he just hit me up and was like, hey, can I ship a bunch of stuff to your house for the show? And I was like, of course, man, I'll bring it with. So, yeah, but that show's loaded. I know he's already announced a few matches. The big one, the main event, him versus Jake Atlas, that match is going to be absolutely bonkers. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Jake Atlas is so smooth, too. He's another one where just like, that guy just...
So good.
So good. So, so good.
Yeah. So, it. Yeah, I'm very excited for that show. Definitely going to be fun. Early start, obviously, because it's a brunch. I believe at 11 a.m., but... Hey, perfect way to kick off the day.
Proper time for a brunch.
Oh,
not ass crack of dawn, but not noon yet. Yeah, that works. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sweet spot for that time.
Sweet spot for that time, definitely. And then one thing to remember: if you're free this weekend, go to Chicago. Just go. You will enjoy every bit of everything this weekend. There's something for you.
Yes.
No matter what you enjoy, there will be something for you in the world of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Between all those shows and All Out, obviously, which, you know, this minor little show with, the hottest wrestling promotion in the country right now.
Yeah.
But the one other thing to remember when you go to Chicago, wear a mask. Cook County has a mask mandate for indoor events, and really it's just a responsible thing to do.
Yep. And then also, if you are attending the shows and you do forget a mask, we will have masks there. And yes, we will be enforcing it, so don't think you're going to try to be smart or pull anything. You know, we want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to enjoy the show. We want everyone to be comfortable. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a really good time, but we want it to be a really safe time, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I'm jazzed about this, and I can't make it to Chicago this weekend, but I will be – how can people – who are not in Chicago, watch these shows.
Yes. So if you are unable to make it to Chicago this weekend, all of the shows will be streaming on Fight TV. And then also there is a bundle for the entire weekend. The bundle is also a really good deal because you'll get the 5 shows that are going on in Chicago this weekend. So you'll get Freelance's show, our 3 Cup Stuffed, our standalone show on Saturday, the Art of War game show Saturday, Effie's Big Gig Brunch, but then you'll also get GCW show Thursday that they're doing in Detroit, which I believe is Guilty Conscience.
That's a heck of a deal. How much is that bundle?
That is a great question.
I can't find it myself, and I didn't know if you knew it off the top of your head. So hold on. I got it right here. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
I'm not seeing how much it is, but it's worth whatever you pay. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
It's definitely worth it. It's worth, you're getting 6 shows for a very reasonable price. And let me check this here.
Okay.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yes.
Is only $60 for 6 shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. That's real not bad at all, actually.
Yep.
And if you have fight credits, you can use fight credits, and you can whittle that price down. That's a heck of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's well worth the entertainment. So people can watch at home on Fight. If you are, I would just say, like, if you're within the Midwest, really, just like if you're anywhere in the Midwest, just make a pilgrimage, hitchhike, find a friend, drive yourself. There are plenty of hotel rooms. You guys are at Hoffman Estates, which is where AEW will be running, and they have a lot of events going on, too. Don't they have, like, a fan convention going on there as well?
So So besides all of our stuff that will be going on during the weekend, I know if anybody was to come out super early, I know they're doing Dynamite tomorrow also at the Now Arena, and then Friday they're doing Rampage there as well. And then I believe Friday and Saturday – I'm not 100% sure about Sunday, but Friday and Saturday, AEW is doing FanFest. And then I think even Sunday, there's at least one or two, like, pre-show party event things that they're collaborating with, like Pro Wrestling Tees and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then I believe also Thursday, Pro Wrestling Tees and AEW are doing a charity softball game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Wintrust Field. I believe the proceeds are going to, I want to say, Paw Chicago or one of the animal charities. So yeah, awesome. There's that too. So yeah, there's a.
That's where you book Sid.
Yeah. Yes. That was my first thought. I hit up Nick's even and was like, dude, this is the perfect time to have Sid.
The man can hit dingers and he can hit power bombs. That's frankly all you need in life.
But yeah, so there's a huge variety of stuff. There will be something, there'll more than likely be something going on every day. Also good though, because everything's spaced out, so you won't really run into the issue like Mania Week where like you have to pick and choose between two or three shows. So that's another good thing. Everything's pretty much spaced out where like whatever's going on, it'll be by itself. So you don't have to worry about picking and choosing.
Oh man. That sounds like heaven. It sounds like wrestling heaven. Oh, absolutely. That's so great. That's so great.
Oh, go ahead.
And then there's the AEW show.
Yep. Yeah.
Which will be bonkers.
Oh, yeah. Very much looking forward to that. And then, yeah. Also, for our show Saturday real quick, I believe, like, all of the seating tickets are gone, so like first, second, third row, but we still have GA available. GA tickets are only $20, so if you walk up, all you gotta do is hand us the 20, and then you're in.
It's not bad. Hand it to Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to Greg.
Yes. Yep.
Greg will take care of it.
Yep, more than likely, yeah. Greg will be at the door, and then somebody else.
Greg, we sent you.
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, Tyler, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm real jazzed about this weekend. These cards are tremendous. The weekend sounds like it's going to be tremendous. And how can people find you? How can people find Black Label Pro? How can people learn a little bit more about what's going on in independent wrestling in Chicago?
Yeah. So for Black Label Pro, we are on Instagram under Black Label Pro, and then Twitter, if you just search Black Label Pro, will pop up. I believe the actual at is B Label Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the full card up on there. You'd be able to check out on either of our pages all the matchups and everything. And then we'll obviously keep up to date with all that. And then as for myself, I am on Twitter and Instagram under the handle at Prince_Petty_.
I love that.
Yes. Big Tyler Breeze fan, if you couldn't tell based off of that username and stuff. So, yeah. And then I usually tweet a lot about just wrestling in general or sports or whatever. And then, yeah. So.
Yeah, before I let you go, it's good segue, actually. How are the Panthers going to do?
Oh, man.
Because you got Sam Darnold, you got McCaffrey healthy, you got a decent defense, but you're also in a very tough division.
I know.
You are a big Carolina Panthers fan. What is your prediction for the season?
Ideally, I'm trying to look at it realistically, too.
Ideally.
Being in the same division with Tampa and New Orleans, you know, they might still be good. Who knows? Not too worried about Atlanta, but as I say that, the season watch, they'll probably end up having a bounce back year. I'm hopeful, like, if they could hit, like, 6 or 7 wins, I would be happy because that would be an improvement off last year. I know, like, their biggest thing last season was just they were in a lot of close games and they would lose a lot of like one score games. So if some of those games break their way this year, there's a couple wins right there. I'm definitely curious and optimistic about Sam Darnold because after seeing Ryan Tannehill and Robbie Anderson, who they just signed to an extension in Carolina, once they left Adam Gase,
it's big facts.
Immediately became like 20 times better and like, oh my gosh, these guys can actually play football. So the fact that Darnold will actually have like a competent head coach and like an actual offensive line to block and having Christian McCaffrey at your disposal is also, I'm sure, a huge plus for any quarterback. So I'm thinking if the offense clicks well and Darnold is even just decent, like, you know, doesn't have to be like an elite top 10 quarterback, The defense is still young, but it's another year together. They've definitely put emphasis on building the defense. So not expecting anything crazy. You're not going to hear me say, like, oh, they're making it to the Super Bowl this year or anything. But, yeah, just as long as they win some more games and they build off of last season, because I definitely think Matt Rhule is, like, I love him as a coach. He definitely seems like a great coach, and, like, the players love playing for him. And the new owner, Tapper, he is definitely someone that's committed to winning. He has no problem spending money to improve the team. So, you know, just hopefully an improvement on last year, building towards the future. And, you know, I'm definitely optimistic because I definitely feel like they are committed to winning.
Where should Christian McCaffrey go in your fantasy draft?
Oh, easily one.
He
should go first. I know last year he got hurt.
He was out a lot of the year. That's the thing. Yeah. He's now an injury risk.
Yes. So I know it was an unfortunate year with injuries and stuff. But I feel like it was more just, like, a combination of, like, minor injuries. Like, it wasn't anything serious, like, with Barkley tearing an ACL or something. So, if he's healthy all year, when you're drafting McCaffrey, you're basically getting a number one running back and a number one receiver. Because they will throw him even into the slot. They'll line him up outside at receiver and everything. And even just out of the backfield, he's a guy that would easily get you over 1,000 yards rushing. Close to 100 receptions and everything. So it's a no-brainer for McCaffrey to be a number one pick if he's healthy.
Such a homer. I love it. By the way, thank you. Thank you for warning me about Cam Newton. We lost a year. But today my football team cut Cam Newton, and I'm totally fine with it. I'm a little worried about the fact that we're starting a rookie quarterback with no receivers whatsoever. And you know, that's a little worrisome. Cam Newton throwing interceptions or running the ball when he should throw the ball or hitting guys.
It'll be interesting. If anything, we'll both be miserable fans together this year.
Well, from one miserable fan to another. Thank you, Tyler. You're just a dear friend, a heck of a guy, and someone is about to have one fun weekend. So thank you so much. And that's been a fun show, so thank you so much.
Well, hey, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, and I would definitely say the same about you. I'm very thankful I've gotten to know you. You are such a great friend, and, you know, definitely bummed you won't be there this weekend, but I know next time I see you, it'll be a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy watching the shows this weekend, and, yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
Got dad duty, but I'll be there in spirit. Well, Tyler, thank you, sir, and that's been the show.